Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired Fire Rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, right here, the home of the Moss Nissan Studio, and we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol agents as well, not to forget about the security officers, the Coast Guard people that are out there, as well as those that are keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women, getting the job done, thanks so very much. Also to our FedEx and our UPS drivers, that would be Felix and that would be John. Thanks a lot for what you guys do. And the bulk mail centers as well, what they do to keep America moving along. Now, we also want to say thank you to the suicide jockeys that are out there hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel up and down the highways and byways. And, of course, we've also got our friends over there at the Amazon warehouse that load up every night, and they go out and they're delivering all over the countryside the packages that you order from Amazon. There you go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page is over there. Follow us over there. And don't forget to check out our website, either the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And we're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. We're on Twitter. All as Captain's America, lowercase, Captain's America, all one word, lowercase. There you go. Okay. Joining us right now from the frozen tundra. No, I'm just kidding. From the mountaintop overlooking the big old city of Tampa, we got none other than Denise Simon. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you.
Yay. Yay. There they are. Okay. Bye, guys. All right. There they go. You know, it's not a bad night. Let's see here. It's 70 degrees on both thermometers so far. So I guess we're going to have a fairly decent night. Could get a little bit windy again today, but we'll see.
The wind was ridiculous.
Yeah, we had a 50-mile-an-hour gust yesterday. I didn't even know it. At the airport here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was ridiculous.
All right, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Yep.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty
and justice
for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian practices, and we want you to remember that. Now, taking a look at what's going on right now in the Sudan, we understand that we have a naval troop carrier ship, the USNS Brunswick, which is over there, and they're loading up as fast as they can, getting the people out of the Sudan, but they're going to need a lot more than one ship.
Well, they've got buses that are operating too, so there are people that are, in fact, getting out by ground, not necessarily by sea or air, is the exclusive method. So it is happening.
Do we know how many we have there?
Yeah. There's an estimated, I think, somewhere around 14,000.
Wow. That's a lot of buses, a lot of moving people around. Holy smokes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we wish them well, and we certainly hope we don't have any problems. I've already had one American get killed over there, I believe.
Two?
Okay, well,
yeah,
that's...
we just had an American doctor that was killed. And, you know, the ceasefires, there have been two that have been announced. They have not worked or not stayed.
Mm-hmm.
And Tony Blinken, Secretary of State, said that last week that they thought that they could open the American embassy again. Not so much. So it's not a good place to be.
No, I wouldn't think so. That would be a target, if anything, for them. But anyway, we'll just hold our cross our fingers and hope everything works. Now, the House has a lot of problems, granted, right? And we're hearing that the House GOP whip, Tom Emmer, Republican of Minnesota, has said that the House has done its job to avoid the U.S. defaulting on its debts for the first time. Now it's up to, now it's up to the Democrats in the Senate and President Joe Biden to do the rest. I don't think they're going to. What do you think?
Well, Chuck Schumer over in the Senate side isn't going to bring anything to the floor unless he gets the approval from this White House to bring it to the floor. So therein lies the problem. And Biden has said that he is not going to negotiate, period.
Right.
And the Democrats are continuing to lie about what's in this bill.
Mm-hmm.
So there you are.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back right after this break. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we will be right back with more. Kathy is going to take us to break, so Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Thank you very much, Mr. Kyle Warren. I will do just that. You know, Geico brings you this segment of the discussion with Denise Simon, and they've been in business for well over 85 years. They are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country right now, insuring some 28 million drivers, and that number continues to grow. Now, I'd be willing to bet you, by the way, by the end of the year, it might be 30 million, but we'll see. Now, in the meantime, you want to go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and check them out and see what the prices, the coverage would be for the car you're driving or the truck you're driving. That's number one. Number two, while you're there, you can also get a quote on your, oh, maybe your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV. If you have any of those, that'll save you money when you bundle it with your auto policy. But where you really, really, really save serious money is when you take your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance and tie it into your automobile insurance, you'll save a ton of money. So, go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Get your rate quote. You can also get the information there of your local agent, where who he would be and where he would be, and it might behoove you to go see him instead of having him give you that information on the phone. But if you want, it is secure, it is safe. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com is the place to go, Geico.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
We have a caller on the line. It is Bagamon Bob. Okay, Bagamon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. I'm just wondering, when we elect a president, we don't elect a cabal of people. Run, and they support a figurehead, and this is something I think that we should emphasize on the campaign trail for whoever is the Republican nominee. And I think that American people don't really want to be run by a cabal of people that they have no idea of their abilities or interests. And this is something I feel is very important to emphasize. And the other thing is on the Sudan situation, I think that we need to go in there with a good force. I don't know how many of those people are actually dual citizens or some people that are really struggling to get out. All right, that's it, Cap.
All right. I don't know if we're going to go into anywhere other than what I saw yesterday, some of the naval aviators that were on the ground with some help from some of the security people that were there. But most of the security people appeared to be Sudanese.
Well, I mean, it's too hard to tell on who they are. Because, you know, so many companies over there have contractors, especially foreign companies that are operating there for oil and that kind of thing. So, anyway, as far as the cabal goes, as they say that, you know, elections have consequences. Well, that's exactly right. And I would argue that a president has the right to have his own people in the White House, whoever they may be. However, when it comes to cabinet positions and ambassadors and all these other positions, we can necessarily blame the Senate for a lot of nutty people that Biden has in the administration, because the Senate does confirmations.
Sure.
And that includes judges. And I don't know how many federal agencies there are. I have no idea. Mm-hmm. It goes way beyond all the ones that we, you know about. Obviously, all the departments of education and mm-hmm. commerce and, you know, all those kinds of things. But there's beyond that, there's like another 100. And Biden's not choosing these people. The people in his orbit, the progressives, the Susan Rices of the world, the George Soroses of the world, they're the ones that are choosing who they are. There's some crazy people, like the one that was over at the Department of Energy that was stealing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the guy, the transgressor, whatever he was.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, back in, Bob's exactly right. You know, we can only help about 30% of the people that get put into government. The rest of it, he can do what a president can do what he wants.
Okay, we have a question from Minnesota. Why is Joe Biden not paying any attention to China? He acts like as if he doesn't think that they're a real threat.
Well, he said they're not a threat. He says he calls them a competitor. And that term has gone throughout the administration, including, I might add, the Department of Defense and the Department of State. The only one that has really called out China is Christopher Wray at the FBI. Now, I'm not a big fan of Christopher Wray by a long stretch, but if for nothing else, he does get it right on China. And they've got well over 2,000 cases, open cases, involving China inside the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it fascinating that Biden doesn't seem to get that message, but he's compromised. The entire family's compromised when it comes to China.
And what is there, 12 of them now or something like that?
No, I don't think it's that high. There's definitely 9, possibly 12, but 9 people are involved in, I would say, some pretty sketchy, shady things.
Wow.
When it comes to, yeah.
Now, the Ukraine's Madam Rudnick, I guess she's a state elected official or something that's sought refuge here in this company. Is that what she is? Some sort of politician?
Who are you talking about?
Rudnick. Rudnick. R-E-D-I-K. R-U-D-I-K. Rudnick, maybe that's the way you say it.
Is she not an ambassador?
I think she's a, yeah, she might be former, but she's here now anyway. She said that there is no diplomatic solution to the war.
I don't think there is either. I don't think that there is either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know a lot of people don't want to be in this war.
Right.
And I get it. But I will tell you that what's happened here is that, and I've said it for a lot of months, Ukraine is not just fighting Russia. Ukraine is fighting North Korea, Iran,
yep,
China.
Yep.
You know, and now even Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
So what has happened here is this conflict has demonstrated that the United States and the West, including NATO, I might add, are not doing what they need to do. Ukraine needs to win this.
Mm-hmm.
So we can gain some kind of respect back. Right now we have none. And that's why between Beijing and Moscow, they have virtually mobilized all the rogue countries against the West. And, you know, our friends, partners, and allies, as they like to say it in Washington, D.C., are falling off the list pretty fast. That includes several countries in Latin America. That includes those in the Middle East, like Saudi Arabia. Say what you want about Saudi Arabia, but they're done. There's a rift between the United States now and France, Germany. So it's not looking good when, you know, Biden comes out and says America's back. Well, America's, you know, as I have said before, yeah, our back is up against the wall because Biden put it there.
Yep, and it's not going to get any better until we get rid of him and get rid of the fools that are in
there. If we can hold on that long. We have to virtually hold on that long. I mean,
yep.
With all the damage that can be done between now and Election Day, I mean, the list is getting longer of dire consequences, permanent damage, and the things that are necessarily fixable. I mean, what this administration is doing is unspeakable.
Yep. Hold that thought. We will be talking about that and a lot more tomorrow. Have yourself a great day and enjoy the weather.
Thank you.
All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Check out all the great stuff that she writes about. And sign up for her articles, too. I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Monday morning edition.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. The FBI has increased its reward to $80,000, leading to an arrest in connection to an execution-style mass shooting. at a home outside of Houston on Friday night. Five people were killed. The chair of the Republican National Committee says party candidates need to address abortion issues head-on. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel said the Republicans' performance in the midterms fell below expectations because many candidates refused to talk about abortion. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott is signaling a 2024 presidential bid after teasing a major announcement at an event Sunday in Charleston. He said on May 22nd, quote, "It's time to make the final step." In sports, the Warriors have plenty more steps. 50 points from Steph Curry on Sunday, and they routed the Kings in Sacramento to take Game 7 and advance to the Western Semis against the Lakers. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news report, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with two campuses that will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. And it'll change your attitude about life, give you a bunch of money to work with, and make you feel proud to be an American. I'll be right back with more after they get done telling you about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy invites you to give them a call after you take a look at their website and see where they're located and see what they have to offer. But they give you an opportunity to make the call and take a tour at either one of their campuses or both, whatever the case may be. The phone number would be 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. 2080. And you can go over there and you can find out about the courses. You can find out about the job career opportunities. You can find out about the expense. But you can't really find out much about the campuses unless you show up to visit them. So you can call them up at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour at one of their two campuses, either the one in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. Either way, you'll be glad you did. You'll find out all about them, because you'll be able to talk to students, you'll be able to talk to teachers, you more than likely will be able to find out about their finances and find out about how they charge you to become either an on-campus student or an off-campus student. And by on-campus, I mean that you stick around in the daytime for classes, that you don't go home and then come back at night or something like that. But there's all kinds of different ways that you can get in, and you'll make a lot of money as a result. That's what it's all about, right? Money. Esprit de corps. A good job. A good wage. And a great lifestyle. You couldn't ask for more. National Aviation is National Education, Aviation Academy is where I would go if I had to go again. For sure. Because I really like what they stand for and what they do. Now, I have a public service message for everybody. Because as most of you know, AM radio has been under the assault of the far left, liberal left of late. So we have some PSA information we wanted to give to you. Communities across the country depend on AM radio stations like this one, whether you're in the car, on the job, or on the go. And, of course, it's our honor to always present to you the news, weather, and traffic reports that you so depend on. We need your help. You can text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to keep AM radios in cars. They actually want to take the radios out of the cars so that you will have no idea of what's going on through the emergency broadcast system when they come on the air and broadcast something that you really need to know about. It could be anything from a fire to an accident to the road conditions up ahead to a detour that you need to take, whatever. But you need to get involved in this and help out any way you can and pass it along to your friends and to your neighbors. Because the mainstream news media is doing whatever they can to drive the wedge in there and say, oh, no, we don't need this. No, no. Really? Try being out somewhere in the middle of nowhere and have a tire blow or four tires blow if you got a big truck, or maybe two tires blow if you got a camper. And the wind's blowing 80 miles an hour. It's 100 degrees below zero with a wind factor. It's snowing, and you can't see the light from day across the highway. Try that and tell me you don't need a phone or a radio. Good Lord. These people are out of their minds. But would you expect anything else from the progressive left liberals in this country? I don't think so. All right, well, let's start out here with a report. This is a travel report. It's also a safety report. You are being advised, all of you out there, a dire warning, they're calling it, to Americans even thinking of traveling to Haiti as a result of crime skyrocketing. Now, I get it. You don't need to twist my arm. I have no plans on going to Haiti anytime soon. And anybody that does, you might want to reconsider your plans you might want to reconsider your plans. Because lawlessness, torture, civil war, and the purge have all been used to describe what life is all about for people living along the eastern barriers on the island of Hispaniola. They're going out after the boats, the luxury yachts that come in. They're confiscating them. They're confiscating anything they can get their hands on, regardless of size. And they're doing foul things to good people, namely usually Americans and Europeans. And it's got to stop. We're talking about Haiti, of all places. It's got to stop. It'd be very simply to put that to end. Very simple. But some people don't have the stomach for it. It's not called war. But it's called just take the guy out that's in charge right now. Just take him out. Shoot him. You have an opportunity? Assassinate the guy. Because we're getting in return this horrible, horrible subculture coming back from Haiti. So please, if you're traveling and you're in the Caribbean, don't go anywhere near Haiti. Just tell them, sorry, we didn't sign on for that. Because if you don't, you might wind up there. It's bad, and I just want to see or hear of any of you getting hurt. We like having you around. You're a good audience. So stick around. Now, Ramaswamy has been slamming his rivals, Trump and DeSantis, for all the bad talking that's going on. Why Donald is doing that, I don't know. I had a conversation with some guys over the weekend, and I said he's got to stop doing that if he wants to win. Okay? Winning is not going to be by calling people a bunch of names. Winning is going to be by stepping up and saying, here's my record. I run on my record. This is what I was able to do. This is what I wanted to do. This is what's unfinished. We're going to come back, and we're going to do it. That's what he needs to do if he wants to get elected and stop all the bad-mouthing. Because if he doesn't, he's going to give up what he got. And that won't be any fun. And then we'll be stuck with Joe Biden. Should he run? And I think he's just frail enough to do that. Oh, well. We'll be right back with more here on the Captain America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Looking forward to a great day of radio.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. My conversation with Chris Markowski is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, the Moss Acura Dealership, located on North Florida Avenue, in Tampa, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership. So you've got Moss Acura and Moss Nissan side by side on North Florida Avenue here in Tampa. Now, the best thing about all of this is that if you have served in the military, active duty, or are a veteran, or you are currently a firefighter or an EMT or an EMS personnel, or maybe you are a sheriff or other law enforcement person, you will get a discount on a new or pre-owned vehicle. It's just that simple. In addition, church pastors, current and former, get the same thing. All you got to do is go to the website, Moss Nissan, Moss Acura, MossFamilyAutomotive.com. Take your pick. They got three of them. Moss Family Automotive, Moss Acura, Moss Nissan. Those are the three websites. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And when you do, ask to take the tour and have them show you what they're all about. And if you tell them the captain sent you, it's going to save you a few extra bucks. But keep that quiet. Don't tell it to everybody. We don't want them to know.
So that's MossNissan.com. MossNissan.com. Go on over there and see Dave and the boys. Okay, joining us right now, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
Everybody in this audience wants to know how you are feeling.
Well, I'm getting there. Much better so far. So, you know, hopefully it, you know, it continues. It was definitely a scare, that's for sure.
I know, and it's no fun when that happens, but
yeah,
it is what it is, and thank God you're where you're at right now. Now, we just got word here within the last 20 or 30 minutes that the bidding war that was up with six different banks going after for the Republic Bank has been won by J.P. Morgan Chase.
Yes, they're going to assume you know, all of the depositors, even unsecured deposits, and all of the assets from First Republic. This was kind of, you know, the writing was on the wall. This inevitably was going to happen. And really what you know, kind of pushed it over the edge was when First Republic came out with their numbers and talked about all of the deposit withdrawals that came and how far down they were. First Republic, just like Silicon Valley Bank, is another was another bank for the super wealthy. You know, they would court, you know, people to come in with you know, below market rate mortgages. Like if you had the funds, you say, okay, they'll give you a mortgage for 1% as long as you kept all of your money there at the bank and did all of your banking there. So they would get a lot of these bigwigs to come in and put their money there. It was their business plan. But again, when you borrow short and you lend long, you know, it can be problematic when rates go up. And the fact that these so-called bankers didn't see the risks involved with this and didn't hedge this is pathetic. On Friday, the Federal Reserve came out and talked about, you know, well, you know, we were looking into Silicon Valley Bank and we had open actions, but we kind of missed it. I mean, at this point in time, I'm trying to figure out what exactly the Federal Reserve does besides screw things up. And can you anybody name for me anything that they've ever gotten right? It's just one thing after another. And again, they blew it again.
Yeah, I was going to say not lately. Now, the U.S. Treasury, and I thought that we were kind of over this problem, but I guess we're not. The U.S. Treasury chose to allow the auction of shares in Citgo Petroleum's parent company. I thought we were done with those people.
I'm not familiar with what's going on.
Well, we're allowing them to sell shares to gain revenue, going back to Venezuela, that they apparently need to survive, I guess.
Well, I mean, again, if you can get ownership of the company, the issue is the risk involved with owning that company because, you know, they could just seize the company back again. So, you know, I'm curious to see what the pricing is on that because, again, you got a lot of risk involved with investing, obviously, in countries where that are, you know, are authoritarian, that's for sure, to say the least.
Now, there are some people that are concerned about recession still, even though the summer is kind of cruising along with the stock market rally, but they're still very concerned about recession. Should they be?
Well, again, I never concern myself with recessions because, you know, it's always, you know, a guess when they're going to happen. What am I going to worry myself a slowdown in the economy for a couple of quarters. Technically, we had a recession last year. We had two quarters of negative economic growth. I'm not going to change the way that I do things based upon the fact that, you know, we might have it happen, might it happen. I mean, there's certainly a slowing. We had GDP number came out last week, which was, you know, full 100 basis points lower than what everybody expected. And, you know, I think it's going to continue to be muted growth. But we've had muted growth for a long time. We've had muted growth going all the way back to the Obama years post Great Recession. So, you know, we're doing things wrong as far as I'm concerned out of Washington, D.C., with all the regulations making it difficult for the economy to grow at the pace that it needs to. But whether or not we have two quarters of economic growth, I mean, don't concern yourself with that. You know, I think inflation's a bigger problem.
Now, Senator Ted Cruz has come out. He's been very outspoken lately. And he's been extremely outspoken about Joe Biden. And he said just yesterday that Biden is gambling with the debt bill right now?
Well, again, this debt ceiling thing.
He's taking the stance that he's had.
Both, it's kind of like a showdown at high noon or something like that between Kevin McCarthy and Joe Biden. But again, it's got to go over to the Senate and it's got to pass there as well. Right now, the issue is I don't think you're going to get enough Republicans if it's rejected to sign off and to raise it. We're looking at a difficult situation. The problem is that the media portrays it as like we're going to default on our debt, and that's just not going to happen. The money continues to come in from tax revenue into the Treasury. And the Treasury is going to obviously, move money to make good on all of our obligations in regards to debt. Will there be furloughs and whatnot, government workers and what? That's going to be the case. But there's enough money coming in to pay the debt, so that's not an issue.
Okay, well, hopefully it'll stay that way, right?
Well, again, that's the case. I mean, the government shutdown doesn't stop the government from collecting taxes.
Right.
Yeah, the money continues to flow in.
Right. And when it comes to the case of, and we had this before, I remember going through this, there were certain things that everybody was concerned, oh, we're not going to get a Social Security tax, we're not going to get this, we're not going to get our pension, we're not going to, all this stuff that came in. None of it was true.
Well, that they're going to start rolling that out soon. I mean, that'll be the next thing. I remember Obama said that in an interview as the last time they had this, debt ceiling battle. He said that. I remember his interview with David Gregory, scaring up people whether or not they're going to get their Social Security and Medicare. But they're going to try that. That's part of the formula. You're going to start hearing about that soon.
Yeah. I guess old habits dry hard or stop hard, right? Huh. Okay. Let me see here. Where's my clock? All right. Got time for one more thing here. Joe Rogan, world famous podcaster, said that Fox should have just paid off Tucker.
What do you mean, paid him off?
Paid him off his contract.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they did. I don't know. We still don't know what. I don't know what type of agreement was signed yet. I don't know what he's capable of doing, if he's got a non-compete clause for a certain period of time.
Till 2024.
Okay, so, yeah, I mean, again, I don't know the nuances of whatever, funds were moved from one place to another. I know he put out that video online.
Right.
So 2024 is not that long period of time, but, we shall see. I'm sure they gave him something.
Yeah, well, we'll see, and I'm sure that they're going to continue to give him something because he's still under contract to them, is my understanding.
Hey, I'm not familiar.
Okay. All right, listen, we will talk to you tomorrow. Thanks, welcome back, and have a great day, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All righty, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Great to hear from him again. We'll be back with more coming up, top of the hour news.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.